Terry Mallett is the chairman of the Cornish Combine of Racing Pigeon Clubs. Good morning to you.
Good morning to you.
How much of a problem is this, Terry?
Well, it's alarming. It's beginning to increase to such a rapid rate that what David is saying is quite true. We have got a petition at the moment going on to try to change the legislation. The peregrine falcon is protected by the Wildlife Act of 1981, Countryside Act. And one of the questions that should be put to the RSPB is the fact that when is it not to become a endangered species?
I mean, what do you think needs to be done about it? Because, you know, these sparrowhawks, peregrine falcons, it's their natural instinct, isn't it, I guess, to prey on pigeons and to kill them, isn't it?
Yes, this is quite true. But I think, like Dave was saying, that maybe that if you ever look at it now, even in Truro, they've set up a nesting site for a peregrine falcon. Now, if their food chain is good that year, they will possibly breed two or three nests of fledglings. Now, surely this could be curtailed a bit to allow them only to breed one. And that would help us in as much sense that every pair takes over that period of time a tremendous amount of racing pigeons.
Yeah, I mean, the sparrowhawk population has grown by more than 150% over the last 40 years. Many will say, Terry, this is a great success story, but I guess you'd argue it's gone too far.
Yes, well, you see, I mean, you've got to look at the problem. If you listen to the reports, the fact that the songbirds and everything else has been depleted at a tremendous rate. If the songbirds, which is the food chain, goes down, it means the sparrowhawk likes to, that's what he's called a sparrowhawk for, because he's a predator on small birds. If those birds are not available to put onto the feed table, then he's going to attack pigeons. And he's learnt to master attacking pigeons. And consequently is that we are going to be devastated now by not only in the aerial, up in the skies, we're attacked at ground level by the sparrowhawk.
I mean, what does pigeon racing mean to you, and why is it important that it keeps going?
Well, I served 22 years in the forces. I studied the war records and everything else and found that the pigeon was used during the war to a great extent to save lives. I have always been very attached to birds and wildlife, and I started in 1976 to have pigeons. And since then, I hold 11 appointments. Not only am I the chairman of the Cornish Combine, I am the secretary of the Devon and Cornwall region, which means to say that I represent the Royal Racing Pigeon Association in this area. And pigeons, to me, is a wonderful sport. It kept my children. I looked at things to say that the sport like this will keep my children off the streets. It will give them a hobby, something to do. And that's why I'm passionate. And pigeons to us just aren't pigeons. You know, we love our pigeons. They are part of our lives. And to think that we send pigeons and they come home and they're devastated. Last week, I had a sparrowhawk in my loft. And that just shows how ferocious these birds are becoming.
All right, Terry Mallett, good to speak to you. Very impassioned plea there on behalf of Racing Pigeons. Terry is the chairman of the Cornish Combine of Racing Pigeon Clubs. Now, we tried to contact the RSPB for their response to suggestions that the breeding programme for sparrowhawks and peregrine falcons should be scaled back, but we have not heard back from them as yet.